when Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, we're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing from Ches to Yud Aleph. We are now in the Malacha of Tochen. It's a Sif Ches. Ein Kotzin Melach B'Madoch Shal Eitz. This is talking about mine salt that comes as one big block, so you're not allowed to go and pound on it with this wooden mallet. Avol Marasiku B'Yad Shal Sakin. You're allowed to do it with a shinui, with the handle of the knife. U'Be'Eitz HaPorur, the wood that's used for meat, ve'eno choshesh, and you don't have to worry about it. Hagas, says the Rama, v'dafke melech hagas, that's referring to mine salt. Av melech sheyadak mitchila, whereas if you're talking about salt that was thin to begin with, u'menizbashel v'nasa psisin, it got cooked and it turned into, it crystallized. Mutar l'chotcha besakin kamo shechotach hapas. You're allowed to cut it with a knife the same way you cut bread. What's pshat? The reason why there's never an iser tochen in bread is because bread is made of ground wheat, a flour. Ein tochen acher tochen. The same thing over here. Ein tochen acher tochen. Since what we're talking about is sea salt that started out as separate little pieces that were then cooked together and crystallized, we would not consider that a new meiser tchina. Similarly with sugar, which crystallizes also. There too, there's no iser of tochen acher tochen in sugar. Siftes, so that means that you're allowed to take a cube of sugar and break it up into lots of little pieces. Mutter lachtoch basur mavushel otzli. You're allowed to cut up cooked or roasted meat, dak, very fine, besaken with a knife. But you're not allowed to in front of the birds. Because since they couldn't eat it without you chopping it up, you're turning it into food. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that, to begin with, there's a machlokis if the malacha of tochen applies to food altogether. We'll see. Even those that say that it does apply to food, say that it only applies to gidulei karka, things that grow in the ground. Therefore, meat would not be included because it doesn't grow on the ground. There are those who say that animals are gedulei karka because they live off vegetation that grows from the ground. However, over here, since it's a machlokas, whether or not food is included in the malach of tochen altogether, the fact that it is a suffic gedulei karka, and there may not be tochen in food, we're somach on that and we're materate. So that's why you're allowed to cut the meat very small. Now, how about in front of the birds? So there, since they cannot eat it otherwise, the halachi is that that's also because of tochen, and later we'll see that if it's just before they're eating, it's mutter. Sif Yud. Also, ligror hagvina b'shabes b'morik chorutz b'al pifil shekon rolio. You're not allowed to use a cheese grater on Shabbos. Why is that? Since it is a special kli made for that alone, the halacha is that it's aser exactly what the iser is. It's either because it's like tochen, or it's because of uvdu d'chol. Pashtus we paskin that it's because it's like tochen. Sifur Aleph, mutar lahashkos es atolish kedei li shelo yichmosh. You're allowed to take vegetables that are not connected to the ground and put water on them to prevent them from wilting. So this halacha is that even though you're not allowed to add water to cut flowers if they're going to open up or if they're going to grow, you're not allowed to add water to a flower pot. The halacha is you're allowed to add flour to vegetation. Excuse me? Water. You're allowed to add water to... You're allowed to add water to vegetables sitting in a bowl just to keep them fresh. That would be mutter. And certainly, to go water your lawn is asu midaraisa, goes under the malach of zareah.